receive a high number of calls and emails from parents who are concerned about their teenagers' behaviour. To discuss this further, we're joined by Sam from our email support team. Sam, can you tell us what type of behavioural problems parents of teens most commonly email us about?
We're contacted most commonly by parents who are worried about anger issues with their teens, how to set achievable boundaries, lying and stealing. Then we get a lot of calls on sexual issues, underage sex, pornography, experimentation and gay issues. Also, lack of motivation, not doing anything around the house, not wanting to go to college, get a job, and also motivating the teens that are underachieving. We also get a lot of issues around peer pressure and being influenced by a bad crowd.
So it's a really broad range of issues that we get contacted about. What advice do you give to parents who are struggling with behavioural issues?
We encourage the parents to find out the root cause of the problem if possible. So talk to the teen, perhaps approach it from a different angle, because teens tend to switch off if they interpret what you're saying as nagging. Many parents tell us as well that their teens tell them that they don't listen. So make sure that your teen is aware that you are open to what they're going to say. Try to compromise and negotiate where possible, and think about other people whom they might talk to.
And where can parents go if they need more help and advice?
Well, obviously Parentline Plus, we offer a range of services that you could contact us with. Young Minds can also advise. Women's Aid do a huge range of support for parents and for children. The local college or their school, there may be pastoral care there. Also, if it's serious, the police can sometimes be approached as well.